Okay, smicha geula la tefila. The Gemara says the following in Brochas in the Avdalah Amud Beis. The Gemara quotes the Braisa. The Braisa says, Kuyre Krishmo Mispal, that at night you Kuyre Krishmo Mispal. Says the Gemara, Messiah Le Rabbi Yochanan, is a riot to Rabbi Yochanan. The Omar Rabbi Yochanan is Ezu Beno Elam Habo, Zaseumech Geula Latfila. What is Beno Elam Habo? Is a person of Soimech Geula Latfila. And the question is, this idea of Soimech Geula Latfila, first of all, why does it say Ezu Beno Elam Habo? If you look at the Gemara, it's before, right before the Gemara talks about Hillel and David. If a person says Ashish three times, Muftach Loshu Beno Elam Habo. The halacha is there is a haftocha that he will get Olam Haba. He is assured to get Olam Haba. What does it say? Ezu ben Olam Haba. It's much better. He's already ben Olam Haba. And what's the great schus? Like Rabbi Yoin, Talmid Rabbi Yoin already asked, what's the great schus of a soimech gula lefila that you become ben Olam Haba? We'll soon see afterwards. But the Rambam paskens the following. The Rambam in Perek Zayin paskens indeed that we have smicha geula latfila, even by arvis. Even by tfilas arvis, there is smicha geula latfila. Says the Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha Yudches, u'mevarach lefaneh u'lachareya, v'soymich geula latfila. A person has to be soymich geula latfila, u'mispal u'meumad. Okay, so we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, like Rabbi Shoben Evi, that there is smichas geula latfila, even though is a smaller geula at night, because the Gemara says it's not a complete geula, but still there is a halach of soimich geula latfila by tefila shel arvis. Now the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin quotes the following halacha: that hamispal tefila kudem zmana lo yitzad yichoy vosa v'choy ze mispal ase bizmana, because that's daven bizmana. If he doesn't daven bizmana, he's not yitzad. And then the Rama says, "V'yishol nispal tefilasav shleil Shabbos be'erev Shabbos." A person could daven shleil Shabbos be'erev Shabbos, koydim shetishka hashemesh, before shkia. You are allowed to daven erev Shabbos. V'chen nispal arve shel motzoi Shabbos be'Shabbos. Also motzoi Shabbos ma'ariv, you could daven on Shabbos. Lefish tefilasav is reshus v'indak mezman, because since tefilasav is reshus, even though every tefila needs to be daven on the right time, here you could. What you call it, you could daven early, okay? You could anticipate the davening. Now says the Ravid, the Omar Avrom ain't royal lasuskin. That's not right to be done. Ella the tzorach hasha, only if there is a specific need. Why? Ve'alo tzorach lesmoch geula shel arvis levir shavus. The Rambam paskens himself that you need to be soimech geula latfila. So if you do it, right, mitzat fila service, there's no problem, but where's smicha geula latfila? So that's what the Rabbi says has to be done on the tzorech. Now the Kesef Mishnah writes here and he says, okay, smicha geula latfila, the Rambam is not talking about it. Says the Kesef Mishnah, for this smicha geula latfila is not coming to be so to explain. So that's what the Rambam in Achrami, mitzat smicha geula latfila, you're not allowed to do that. So the stipler in the Kilas Yaakov in Brochas asks, he says, doesn't make any sense because the Rambam is mashma telling halach lemaisa. So the Rambam has a point. The Rambam is not mentioning that gula smicha is gula defila, but mismach smicha is gula defila is mashma, he can't do it. And the Rambam says, yesh lo odom lispal, yesh lo lispal, you're allowed to daven ma'ariv early. How can you be allowed to be daven ma'ariv early? Mitzad ma'ariv, you're okay, mitzad smicha gula defila, you're not. Now, Toises in Brochas, right in the base, wants to be mochiach and to say that tefillah, the krishma, is dependent and contingent upon ma'ariv. If you could daven ma'ariv like Rabbi Yehuda after plaga mincha, you could daven also shma at that time. So here the Gemara says that Rav, the daven ma'ariv early, is because he paskens like Rabbi Yehuda that after plaga mincha is already zman ma'ariv. So then you could be soimech geula latfila. Why can't you be soimech geula latfila? You could be soimech geula latfila because it's Zman Krishna. Okay? Now, this is Shitas HaToisus. Now, the Rambam clearly argues with that, because the Rambam says Beferush, Bilvad sheikra kishma beoinos achar tzitzak rechov. The Rambam says Beferush, this idea of davening early is only by Shimon Esrei, not by Shema, not like Toisus. So then the kash of the Ravid comes back again, L'choyri rabbi soimech geula latfila. Now, you could say, like Rabbi Yoina, Talmid Rabbi Yoina say, You're right. You have to be sober with tefillah. But here is a unique case because you have another mitzvah that is more important. And this mitzvah overweights your sober tefillah. Let's say, to daven Shabbos early. To anticipate Shabbos is a mitzvah. We see b'chol l'kodesh. So therefore, even though you're losing smicha gula latvila, you have. Ah, lechoira, the case of davening ma'ariv early motzoi Shabbos. You're not doing any mitzvah. So says the Talmid Rabbi Yehuda, must be that you had some kind of a mitzvah to do so. Okay, must be that you had. Now the Rambam, says the Steiner, clearly argues with that. Because the Rambam says you're allowed to daven the davening of motzoi Shabbos on Shabbos, and the Rambam never qualifies why. So it's mashma that you're allowed to even though that big mitzvah. So then comes back the kasha of the Rambam again. Now, the Rashba says a different verse. Says the Rashba, the same way that the Mishnah says in Tefillah Sashachar, that a person has kulein krishma until sholosh shoyes. But if a person got delayed, mikan veilach, says the Mishnah, a person is keilu kuele batoira, he's allowed to do like a kuele batoira. And says the Gemara, what does it mean? It means that he could say the brochas. So he's allowed to say birkas krishma, even after the Zman Krishma. Says Rashba, the same idea is here. Even though the Zman Krishma is not Chal, but you could already say the Brochas. So, it's not any worse than Daven Shema late. If you Daven Shema early, you could be Soibet Gula Tfila using the Brochas. And that's how he answers the Shah, the Kasha derived. I mean, the same Kasha. Why does the Gemara say that you could do it? No Smicha Gula Tfila. The problem is the Rambam is not Mashma. That you're saying brochas. Posh Pshad Rambam is saying that afterwards you say Shema with everything that you have to say. It's not mashma that when you daven Shmones early, you have to daven with this. That's l'chor not mashma. So the question is, how do you do with the teretz of the Raven, the kash of the Raven? So the stipler has a hakira. The hakira of the stipler is like this. Smicha geula latfila. Where do we learn this from? So the Yerushalmi, Turash already quotes in Davdalet, and that's the Yerushalmi, on the Pasuk, Yule Rotzoni Mreifi V'Hegyon Libi Lefonech Hashem Tzuri V'Goyali. Hashem Tzuri V'Goyali, says Rashi, that's how he explains the Yerushalmi, that is Geula, that is Geula. And the Pasuk says afterwards, Ayanch Hashem B'Yoyim Tzora, that is Tfila. So you see that Yesoimich Tfila to Geula. Perek Yotes, Perek Chof. And that is the Loshen of that's the lashon of the Tur in Siman Kuf Yud Aleph. V'yismuch geula latfila shelo yafsik beineihem klal dehei d'Rav Yose ben Elyoki mishum kal kadisha v'chule. He says Yerushalmi, take if legula latfila. The Yerushalmi says there are things which are immediate one after the other. Tfila legula latfila shenemar yula rotzid imrifi v'hegyon limfanecha Hashem tzuri v'goyali hainu geula v'so mechlei yan Hashem b'yom tzora. Now, hainu tfila. Now the question is, what's the pshat? The smichas geula latfila. Is it a din on the geula? That geula is only a right geula if you have tfila afterwards? Or is it a din on tfila? So the disciples say that it really is a machloikas arishoinim. If you look at lemoshal shita satoisis. So says the stipler, if you're careful, you'll see that this is a machloikas arishoinim. Lemoshal. Tosfos says like this. According to the man d'omer, the smichas geula latfila, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what does he hold the gabi tfilas arv is reshus or not? If there is a din of smichas geula latfila, and the Rabbi Yochanan says, Ezu ben olam haba, does he have to hold the tfilas arv is choiva? So Tosfos says, in Davdalet, no, you could hold the tfilas arv is reshus. He's only telling you that if you do daven ma'arif, you've got to do it. Said the stipler, if it's a din on Shmonesre, it makes sense. So the idea is Shmonesre to be a good Shmonesre needs to be smicha gula latfila. And that Rabbi Yochanan says applies by Ma'ariv, by Arvis also because there is a gula meurta. The only shaila is, are you chayav or not? But if you hold a din on the gula, that the gula, and clearly you have to say gula by night, elamai, tfilas arvis reshus. If tefillas arvis reshus, how can you have the birkas ha-geula? Look where the birkas ha-geula is missing the smicha geulas latfila. So you see that it's not a din on birkas ha-geula, it's a din on tefillah. Stipler brings quotes also. Another chacham that actually brings a raya from Talmid Rabbi Yehuna. Talmid Rabbi Yehuna have the Shaila of Tosfos. We that daven Shema early, that we daven Ma'ariv early. What do you do with Smichas Geulah Latfila? Because Shema you have to daven later, unless you hold like Tosfos, like Rebbe Tam. So says Talmid Rabbi Yehuna, if you're a Machmir, you should like this. You should daven the first Shema Nesra when the Tzibur is davening early, and then you should daven again Bizmana when you see Birkus Krishma, to be Soimech Geulah Latfila, and that second fila is a Tfilas Nedova. Bleibs a din of Tfilas Nedova. Now, why says Auk isn't Tfilas Nedova? So Stabinuna says, even though Tfilas Nedova you have always to be Mechadish something, here you are being Mechadish something. What are you being Mechadish? Because the second fila has a mila over the first fila because of Smichas Geulah Latfila. So Smichas Geulah Latfila makes the Tfilas Nedova, and that is a better Tfilah than the first one, so therefore you could do a Tfilas Nedova. That's what Talmid Rabbi Yehuna says. So Tabra says that makes, if it's a din on Birkas HaGeulah, the Smichas Geulah Latfila only makes the Birkas HaGeulah better. So lechora, the second Shmoneh Esrei is not any better. Only happens to be the second Shmoneh Esrei enables the Birkas HaGeulah. But if the Pshat is the Smichas Geulah Latfila makes the Shmoneh Esrei better, so Talmid Rabbi Yehuna is very right that you could daven Ma'ariv later, b'toras nedova. You're not being mechadish anything. The fact that there is Smichas Geulah Latfila, you are being mechadish something. So you see from Tosfos and from Talmid Rabbi Yehuna, that's a din on tefila. The reality of it is the Stipler quotes and he brings the Shitas Ramo that there is lechoira a Shita to be said that that's a din on the Geulah. Because the Shaila is the following. The Shaila is the Gemara talks about the concept of davening Shmoneh, davening that Rav, the Ravashi was used to daven before, when he gave a Shiur, he davened Shmoneh Esrei sitting to be Soimech Geulah Latfila, and afterwards you daven Shmoneh Esrei again. The question is, daven Shmoneh Esrei again, why? So somebody showed him say that the reason why he davened Shmoneh Esrei again is because the first Shmoneh Esrei is not Yoytze, because the first Shmoneh Esrei was done sitting. And as Machloek is showing, somebody showing him hold that if you do Shmoneh Esrei sitting is no good. Now if you do, so says, let me just quote here. Yes, so that is the Rosh. He quotes the Rosh, and that's how the Divrei Chamuris explains the Rosh, that the second Shmoneh Esrei when he did standing was a good Shmoneh Esrei. The first Shmoneh Esrei was not Yoytze because it did the Shmoneh Esrei sitting. That's how how Divrei Chamuris explains the Rosh. Now, so why did he daven the first Shmoneh Esrei if he's not Yoytze? To be Soimech Geulah Latfila. Now, one second, that doesn't make any sense. If it's a din in Shmoneh Esrei, and that's why you have to do Smichas Geulah Latfila, the first Shmoneh Esrei is not Yoytze. But you have to do Shmoneh Esrei again because you're doing it sitting. But if it's a din on the Geulah, so you did the Shmoneh Esrei, even though you're not Yoytze, the Shmoneh Esrei, you did to be Soimech Geulah Latfila, even though that Tfila is not Yoytze. At least that the Birkas HaGeulah should be a Birkas HaGeulah, which is good. So you see, according to those who showed him, like the Rosh, who holds that you're not Yoytze Shmoneh Esrei sitting. So Ravashi davened the Shmoneh Esrei sitting, even though he's not Yoytze, he has to do the new Shmoneh Esrei. The first Shmoneh Esrei doesn't count. To be Masmich Geulah Latfila has to be Nadin and Birkas HaGeulah. So you see that according to Rosh is Birkas HaGeulah. Now, Stiper wants to say, if you hold that it's a din on tefillah, you couldn't understand the Rambam. Because maybe Shitas HaRambam is the only time there is a din of Smichas Geulah Latfila is when it's Zman of Birkas Krishma. If it's a Zman, and that's what the Shai Gesari, Davka the Shai Gesari says this for. The Rambam Shita is that if you daven Ma'ariv early, since you're not saying the Birkas Krishma anyway, so there's no Geulah, the only time that there is a Smichas Geulah Latfila that you have to do, if there is a Birkas HaGeulah. If there's no Birkas HaGeulah, you don't have to be Masmich Geulah Latfila. The right is Tfilas HaMincha, Tfilas HaArvis. Tfilas HaMincha, Tfilas Musaf. Tfilas HaMincha, Tfilas Musaf, there's no Smichas Geulah Latfila. Why not? So the Ravid learns those Tfilas were Tfilas that were never Mesukan to be together with Smichas Geulah Latfila because there's never Birkas HaGeulah. Mashein Ken HaArvis, that usually is done with a Birkas HaGeulah, on that there's a din of Smichas Geulah Latfila because the tefillah was nesakin in such a way. Shitas HaRambam is anders. Shitas HaRambam is that the only time there is din Smichas Geulah Latfila if it's Zman HaGeulah. If it's not Zman HaGeulah, there's no need to be done. So if you daven Shmoneh Esrei early, since there is no Zman of Birkas HaGeulah, there's no Smichas Geulah Latfila. says something. That's only because the Rambam holds a din on tefillah. So therefore, this tefillah is not missing. But if it's a din of Birchas Krishma, the Birchas HaGeula needs a tefillah afterwards to make it good. So then the question is on second. But when you do say Birchas HaGeula, you have no Shmoneh Esrei. But Rambam holds a din on Shmoneh Esrei. And the Shmoneh Esrei, there's only a din if there is a zman of Birchas HaGeula. So it comes out that there's a machloikes arishayim. If it's a din on the Geula, if it's a din on tefillah, simicha Geula tefillah. And the kasha comes back, what's their machloikes? Why should be a din of Geula? Why should be a din on tefillah? Now, I wanted to add that you see not only from the Tosfos which we quoted, from the Shitas HaRambam that we quoted, and from the Yemayon that we quoted, you see this also, lechoira, from the Taz. The Bach already quotes the Marshal. The Marshal asks on the tour. Says the tour is learning the Rishalmi. That the pasuk Yulerotzonim Rifi Hashem Tzuri VeGoyali is Geula, and the pasuk Yan Hashem BeYom Tzor is Tefila. Asks the Marshal, it's like, why does it learn the Rishalmi this way? Maybe from the pasuk Yulerotzonim Rifi, it's telling us Simchas Geula Tefila. Yulerotzonim Rifi, Imrifi should be Lerotzin. What is that? That's tefillah. Hashem Tzuri VeGoyali is Geula. So on that posuk you have to be a Geula LaTefillah. So why do you have to come out to the posuk Yan Hashem BeYom Tzor? The posuk Yan Hashem BeYom Tzor is telling you what the Gemara says weiter. The Gemara says, and we're going to soon see, that if you are soimech Geula LaTefillah, it's Eino Nizoy Kol Hayom. So that is what the Gemara Daf Teah says. So Eino Nizoy Kol Hayom, that's from Yan Hashem BeYom Tzor. But maybe the Mekor, it's from the posuk Yul Ratzonim Rifi alone. So the Taz in Simon Kufid Aleph argues, and he says it can't be. Because the Pasuk says, Yilrotzinim Reifi, Vehegion Libi Lefanech Hashem Tzuri VeGoyali. What comes first? Comes Tefillah, and then it comes the Geula. And the Aloha is Soimich is Geula, and afterwards Tefillah. So the Pasuk is telling, Yilrotzinim Reifi, the Pasuk is giving you an introduction. You know when my Tefillah will be Lerotzin, when Hashem Tzuri VeGoyali, and therefore I daven Yan Hashem BeYom Tzor. So the Pasuk Yilrotzonim Reifi is not telling you that Tefillah should be before. It's telling an introduction, you know when my Im Reifi will be Lerotzin, when Hashem Tzuri VeGoyali, followed by Yan Hashem BeYom Tzor. So you see from the Taz, Beferush, the Pasuk says, Yilrotzonim Reifi, do you know when my Tefillah will be Mikubeles? When is Geul and then Tefillah. So he sees a din on Tefillah, those showing him. So the Taz is learning that that's good for the Divrei HaYerushalmi in the Pasuk. So again, why should be a din Tefillah? Why, and what's the machloka, should be a din Geula or a din Tefillah? Now, if you look at the Gemara from Yan Hashem BeYom Tzor, we learn a separate halacha. We learn a halacha that Eino Nizo Kol Hayom, says the Gemara in Daf Tes in Brochas the following. Hey, Rabbi Yosef ben Eliyakim, the lashon is Hey, Rabbi Yosef ben Eliyakim, mishum kala kadisha de Yerushalayim. Kol asoimich geula litfila einu nizek kol hayoyim. For person soimich geula litfila is einu nizek kol hayoyim. Kului. And the Gemara says like this. Oma lei rabbi lo leula, ki aile sosam, when you go there, it's wrong. Shoil bishlomad rav bruna ochi. Go and check for my brother. Bemaidem kol chabura and bimechabedin in front of the entire group. Why? The Adam Godel who is Samech B'mitzvahs. Because he's a very special person, Samech B'mitzvahs. Zim nachada somach geula l'tfila. One time you're soimech geula l'tfila, v'leposik chucha mipum mikol yom. And he didn't stop smiling the entire day. So first of all, this is, he didn't stop. So why kol soimech geula l'tfila einu nizo kol hayoyim? Why is that the case? But not only that. Tosfos already asks, one second, einu nizo kol hayoyim? Fellow koloilam soimech geula l'tfila. We are soimech geula l'tfila every day, and we are nizik. And not only that, was Rabbi Yosef ben Eliyakim, you're so choshev that you're soimech geula l'tfila once and didn't stop smiling. One second, if he's zoyer b'mitzvahs, what he did was soimech geula l'tfila every day. So Tosfos says, kol soimech geula l'tfila kevasikin, dafka kevasikin. Now, is interesting. Number one, kivasikin is missing from the Gemara. Because if you look at it, what's harder? To be soimek gula letfila or kivasikin? Kivasikin is harder. So if you need vasikin to be not nizu kolayoyim, the Gemara says kol mispalo, and the Gemara forgets and ignores and omits the most important thing, which is davening kivasikin. And I thought that what kivasikin has to do anything with smichas gula letfila. And why was he like so much? He was one time he davened vasikin, and the reason why he's so chavi b'mitzvah is that he didn't start smiling the whole day. That's what makes him chosh, that he didn't start smiling the whole day. Now, you couldn't understand there is a shaychus to vasikin. Because the question is, if it's a din on tefillah, why does it say kol ha-soymech ge'ula la tefillah? It should have been kol ha-soymech tefillah la ge'ula. Ge'ula comes first. So it's kol ha-soymech ge'ula la tefillah. It's always geula soymech to tefillah. Why is geula soymech to tefillah? Now, the halacha is very simple. Why? Because technically, you could say Shema anytime earlier during the day, you know, even before Mishayakir. It's Chavir Arbam. It's when Zezman Kish Mescham. So why do you wait until Netzachama? Because L'choyer is Zizi Makdim. You should say the first moment. The only reason we wait until Netzachama is to be soymech geula la tefillah. So the pshat is, we postpone the geula for tefillah. So that's why it's called a soymech geula la tefillah. Because lemaisa tefillah is the one that needs to be somber. But at the beginning of the day, we postpone geula in order to allow the tefillah to be. That's why it's called a soymech geula la tefillah. So you see beferush that the ikar smichas geula la tefillah is kivasikin. That's the only time that we postpone the geula in order for the tefillah. So that's why Tosfos says has to do with vasikin. But the Ikra is chosem in a sefer, number one. And what's the kesher between vasikin? You're right. Technically speaking, vasikin is the time to postpone geula for tefillah. But what is the chashivus and what's the kesher and why the Gemara omits the most important? Now, Einu nizok kol hayom, we learn from the Yerushalmi, from the Pasuk. Yan Hashem b'yom tzara. Beis Yosef already quotes and is brought on the Ramah already. Kosu begoas oshri, the Beshabes ain't sorech lisbun litfila. This Beshabes no smichas geula tefillah. Says the Ramah, paskens like that, that there's no smichas geula tefillah on Shabbos. Why? Because the pasuk says Yan Hashem beyom tzora and Shabbos lav yom tzoro. It's not a day they could do a bakoshas. Bishlam, the Ramah says by yom tev. Is a shtikli yom tzorah. There is a tzorah. We could be small for tzorachim because it's yom adin. Be pesach didoy dimanat vua. Be sukkas be chagel amayim. So there is a bakosha. Is a yom tzorah. But if it's not a yom tzorah, you don't have to do it. The Ramah says lekatchila you should do it any day because this is on a smachta be'alma. But lemaisa halacha is that you don't. That's why some people that don't want to daven Shabbos when they during the summer people daven Ma'ariv early. Some people don't want to say Birchos Krishma early because of the Shaila, it's only Shitas HaRashba. So a lot of people daven Shmoneh Esrei and they are not Soymech Geula Latvila. And the reason is because of this Agoy Sosher, the Ramah, that Shabbos you don't have. The question is why not? What's Smicha Geula Latvila that on Shabbos you don't need it? So to summarize, we know it's a din on tefillah or a din on geula. Why? Why is so choshuv? The idea is changes the lotion instead of muftach loshuv ben oylam haba. What's the kesher to vasikin? And dafka this idea of either a din on tefillah or a din on geula. What's the machloikes? It was most important. Why also not on Shabbos? Because not yom tzora according to Shitas Agoy Soshri, which is Shitas Aramo. To explain this, I'll tell you two approaches that absorb the quote, Legabi smicha geula latvila. And the truth is, once you learn the halacha, you could understand extremely well. One of them is the following, that when you go ahead and you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu to something, the importance of thanking is the realization and the acknowledgement. That not just you're thanking something that you could have gotten anyway. That you are getting something because without it, you couldn't even exist. The toiva is such a thing. Rav Utner always says, the idea of hoido, hoido means thanking, moidim anachnu loch, and hoido also means acknowledgement. Ad hoidos, baldin kemeidim domi, moide bemiktas. The real thinking is acknowledging that you couldn't do without it. If you just think is very easy, but acknowledging that you can't do without it. When you have geula, you always have to put afterwards a bakosha, to realize that the geula was so wichtig, because without it, you can't even leave. It acknowledges that without the geula of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we would have been lost. By acknowledging that we cannot do on our own, that's what makes the thinking that much more meaningful. So every time there is thinking, says the Tzaddik, there is a bakosha along with it. As a marshal, we go ahead and we say, Hallel. Hallel we have, On Hashem Rishiyano, On Hashem Atzlichano. Moidim anachnu nishmas, we have, V'al titcheinu bakosha, V'al titcheinu Hashem Elokeinu lanetzach. The idea is that we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the toive that you gave us, we realize that we could have not done without it. If you soy mecha geula and the geula leads you to tefillah, that makes the geula that much more meaningful. And that is shitas arishonim that we mentioned, the Rosh, that smichas geula latfila is adinon geula. The geula, we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you saved us, and we appreciate that because you realize that without you, we could have never made it, and we still believe you, that without you, we can't make it in the present. That if it's a din on geula. Now, what happens if it's a din on tefillah? The din on tefillah, says Reb Tzaddik, is always kilo oilam chazdo. The chesed of Hashem is midas chesed. Midas chesed is something without limits. It's not only limit, it's not constrained by merit, it's not constrained by space, but that control is constrained by time. Is that's kudol Hashem kitoiv kilo oilam chazdo. The idea is that once there is a chesed, you could latch onto it and be part of that. Yetzias Mitzrayim was not a moment kind of a thing that Kodesh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. That Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is the Yetzia and the Gilui of HaKodesh Baruch Hu Be'olamo that comes through us, is a process that's eternal until Bi'as HaMashiach. Because the chesed of HaKodesh Baruch Hu is not for that time only, for that 3,000 years ago. It's a saga that's continuously unfolding. Smicha geula latfila is the pshat is that we want our bakoshas and our needs to be part of that geula, to be a hemshech of that geula, a continuation of that geula. We want the gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that came in Yetzias Mitzrayim, we want to be part of the development and the evolving of that geula. And that's why it's leman shmui be'ava. So our tefillah, we want to be part of kiloilam chazdoi, of that gilui and the geulas mitzrayim. That makes it that what our bakosha, because what was geulas mitzrayim? Geulas mitzrayim that we bring is kriyas yamsuf. Lo nisha bem abaykeh yam lifnei moishe zekeilion ve'omor Hashem imlo chloilam vod is the gilui of malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu that einoid melvadoi. We want to continue that gilui that einoid melvadoi. You know how you make it a continuation? By tefillah. All the idea of tefillah is that we have no existence and we want to be mizdabek by HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we want to say that we are mekablim for him who is the noisen. So the idea is that we want our lives to be a hemshech of the gilui of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim is not something that happened, it's something that's unfolding. It's a saga of the gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'olam hazeh. We want to have the hasaga of Rosh HaShivcha Bayam to continue that in our daily lives. So Mimela, that's the idea. The idea is that we want to be part of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Says the Maral, that's why in Yetzias Mitzrayim, we became, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Paroi, Mimitzrayim Gealtanu, Geula is always a Shinui Mirishus L'Rishus. Geula Titnu L'Oretz. So we want to say we went out of the Rishus of Paroi into the Rishus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not then, but today. That Rishus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something which is eternal. And we want to be part of that Rishus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same way that by Yetzias Mitzrayim was Leil Shimurim, Kol HaSoimech Geula L'Tfila, he is part of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is Leil Shimurim. That's why it's Eino Nizu Kol HaYoyim. You realize that if you do this, that you're part of Yetzias Mitzrayim, part of Kriya Samsuf, part of Einod Melvadoi, you are living an Oilam Habadik life, which is the Kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you go ahead and you take that Kesher that we had at HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Kriya Samsuf, that we saw that Einod Melvadoi, that we had no existence of our own, if we are part of that process, we are living in Oilam Haba. Olam Haba is the Kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, Eizu Ben Olam Haba, that pshat it yezoiche to Olam Haba. If you really experience Smichas Geulah LaTfilah, you are a Ben Olam Haba. That's why the Gemara says, Eizu Ben Olam Haba. Ben Olam Haba is that person. Says Reb Tzadok, that's why is that idea, the Geulah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kappen, Beitzias Mitzrayim, is this Geulah of Keser of Atika Kadisha. Hashem Yilochem Lachem Ve'atem Tachrishun. Is the Geulah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the whole Metzius of the world, and that we are bottle and we are connected to Him. That is the Geulah HaKeser. That's the greatest Geulah, and we want to be part of it. That is the part of Losed Lovoi. And that's why Loposi Chucha Mipim Oif Kol Yoim, because he experienced that. And by Losed Lovoi is Az Imoles Choyk Pinu. So the reason why he didn't stop laughing is because he lived the laugh of Olam Haba. He was a Ben Olam Haba. So that makes sense on Rabbi Yosef ben Yelakim. One time to get to the Madrega that you're part of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that your tefillah is a continuation of the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that is not so often that happens. When he was able to do it, he was a Ben Olam Haba. How did he express a Ben Olam Haba? And that's what Yosef says. The idea of Vasekin is the pshat is the darkness is moving into light. That's the idea of the whole idea of a second. That's Smichas Geulah LaTfilah. The Smichas Geulah LaTfilah tells you that we went from darkness, from the Rishus of Paroi, into light. And the same way the date shines and the light continues rising, not a moment of Netz. Netz is a process of the beginning of the day. We realize that Yetzias Mitzrayim was not the end of a process or the beginning of a process. If you do Smicha Geulah LaTfilah by Vasekin, you are expressing what Smicha Geulah LaTfilah is all about. So Vasekin enables Smicha Geulah LaTfilah to be meaningful. So the Gemara says, you are experiencing Olam Haba. You're experiencing the Nizuk HaLayoyim. If you experience Geulah LaTfilah, not only Soimech, the Smichas Geulah LaTfilah becomes an experience. When and how does it become an experience? When you go from darkness into a process of enlightenment, of light, and that's by Vasekin. So therefore, Vasekin is not what gives you Ben Olam Haba. Vasekin allows you to experience Smicha Geulah LaTfilah, and Smicha Geulah LaTfilah is what makes you Ben Olam Haba, Einu Nizer Kol Hayoyim, because it's Leil Shimurim. So Mimele is Givaldik. That's why it's a Dinan Tfila. It's a Dinan Tfila. If you have, that's what the Stabra says, if you have Krishna, your Tfila should not be a Tfila that starts from nothing. It's a Tfila that's an extension of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that is the Smicha, which is Ben Olam Haba, and etc. So Mimele, that's why by Shabbos the reason. Shabbos is Olam Haba. The only time that you need Bakoshes is because your Bakoshes allows you to experience Olam Haba in Olam Haza. That you have to be soimech geulah latfilah to be a ben olam haba, because you can only be ben olam haba if your bakoshas, if your chibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not something at ex nihilo, it is something which is a continuation of Yetzias Mitzrayim. On Shabbos, you experience olam haba because Shabbos is mein olam haba. Shabbos, you leave Smicha Geulah LaTfilah without Smicha Geulah LaTfilah. That's why the Rishonim say that you don't have to be Soimech Geulah LaTfilah on Shabbos, because Shabbos in itself, there's no Bakosha. So in other words, you don't need to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by making yourself into nothing and going through the process of the Tfilah. That Tfilah, that Kesher between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the concept of Olam Haba, is Shabbos. Because of the Shabbos, Shabbos is that we do nothing. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we do nothing. The Ol Melocha is Bidei Shamayim, is Kviya Vekaima. That Kviya Vekaima is the experience of Smicha Geulah LaTfilah. So says the Rishonim, we don't have to be Soimech Geulah LaTfilah on Rosh Shabbos, because on Shabbos is the experience of Ben Olam Haba without being Smicha Geulah LaTfilah. Shabbos in itself is Zeicher Letzias Mitzrayim, because it's the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim on Shabbos alone. Mimela, there's no Smicha Geulah LaTfilah on that. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu did help us, that our Tfilah should be our Kesha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Dveikus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Dveikus that's an extension of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim that's unfolding, because the experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Kiloy Lam Chazdoy, is eternal, is not momentary. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow us to experience that.